Welcome to the CEO Sayla podcast, the place where you can fuel your growth from a place of rest, not stressed. In this episode, we continue with part 4 of the Prepare Him Room devotional series. Start by taking some slow, deep breaths, allowing your body and your mind to come into stillness before the Lord. Getting ready to receive what He wants to reveal to you today. The theme of this episode is obedience, and in it we focus on Joseph's story. We'll start by reading Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25 in the NIV. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother, Mary, had promised Joseph to be his wife, but while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Her fiancé, Joseph, was a righteous man full of integrity, and he didn't want to disgrace her, but when he learned of her pregnancy, he secretly planned to break the engagement. While he was still debating with himself about what to do, he fell asleep and had the supernatural dream. An angel from the Lord appeared to him and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, don't hesitate to take Mary into your home as your wife, because the power of the Holy Spirit has conceived a child in her womb. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Savior, for he is destined to give his life to save his people from their sins." This happened to fulfill what the Lord had spoken through his prophet. "Listen, a virgin will be pregnant, she will give birth to a son, and he will be known as Emmanuel," which means in Hebrew, "God became one of us." When Joseph woke from his dream, he did all that the angel of the Lord instructed him to do. He took Mary to be his wife, but they refrained from having sex until she gave birth to her firstborn son, whom they named Jesus. Think for a moment what it would have been like for Joseph to hear the startling news from Mary that she was pregnant. As we considered in a previous episode, there would have been no reason for him to believe her. And yet, as a righteous man, full of integrity, he didn't want to disgrace her. Think about what it took for him to be obedient to the Lord, based on confirmation in a dream. But perhaps this was a pattern of the way God spoke to Joseph, since he also warned him in a dream later about Herod, after Jesus was born. And so maybe Joseph knew he could trust this dream, even though it could mean his life and reputation were at risk. Even more, think about the level of obedience required to refrain from having sex until Mary gave birth to Jesus. In the natural sense, they could have concluded they didn't need to wait any longer because Mary was already pregnant. Yet God gave Joseph a knowing that the start of his marriage to Mary needed to be different. That the child growing in her was sacred. Now for the questions. What do you sense God is asking you to obey Him in? What do you sense God is asking you to obey Him in? Thank you. Second question. What steps of faith do you need to take to walk in obedience? What steps of faith do you need to take to walk in obedience? This concludes part 4 of the Prepare Hymn Room series. I'll see you in the next episode for part 5.